WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
You've probably noticed that meteorologists and climatologists define seasons differently from regular or astronomical spring, summer, fall, and winter. So why do meteorological and astronomical seasons begin and end at different times? Well, the really short answer is because the astronomical seasons are based on the position of Earth in relation to the sun, while the meteorological seasons are based on the annual temperature cycles recorded by months. Now, people have used observable periodic natural phenomenon to mark time for thousands of years. The natural rotation of the Earth around the sun forms the basis for the astronomical calendar, in which we define seasons with two solstices and two equinoxes. The Earth's tilt and the sun's alignment over the equator determine both the solstices and the equinoxes. The equinoxes mark the times when the sun passes directly above the equator. In the northern hemisphere, the summer solstice falls on or around June 21st, the winter solstice on or around December 22nd, the vernal or spring equinox on or around March 21st, and the autumnal equinox on or around September 22nd. These seasons are reversed but begin on the same dates in the southern hemisphere. Now, because the Earth actually travels around the sun in 365.24 days, an extra day is needed every fourth year, creating what we call a leap year. This also causes the exact date of the solstices and equinoxes to vary. Additionally, the elliptical shape of the Earth's orbit around the sun causes the lengths of the astronomical seasons to vary between 89 and 93 days. These variations in season length and season start would make it very difficult to consistently compare climatological statistics for a particular season from one year to the next. Thus, the meteorological seasons were born. Now, meteorologists and climatologists break the seasons down into groupings of three monthly intervals based on the annual temperature cycle as well as our calendar. We generally think of winter as the coldest time of the year and summer as the warmest time of the year, with spring and fall being those transition seasons, and these establish the meteorological seasons. Meteorological spring includes March, April, and May. Meteorological summer is June, July, and August. Meteorological fall includes September, October, and November, and meteorological winter is defined by December, January, and February. Meteorological observing and forecasting led to the creation of these seasons, and they are more closely tied to our monthly civil calendar than the astronomical seasons are. The length of the meteorological seasons is also more consistent, ranging from 90 days for winter of a non-leap year to 92 days for summer and spring. By following the civil calendar and having less variation in season length and season start, it is much easier to calculate the seasonal statistics from the monthly statistics, both of which are useful for agricultural, commerce, and a variety of other purposes. If you have a question about the weather, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.